May one recite the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, Hashem Hashem Kol Rachum V'Chanun, if he is davening without a minyan, and he reads it in the tune that it is read in the Torah? This question is applicable not only during Slichas season, where we mention the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim many times in the Slichas, in which case the question arises whether one who is saying Slichas B'Yachid, in private, he doesn't have a minyan, or he is behind the minyan, and they already said the Yud Gimel Midas, which he said together with them, and now he would like to say it when he got up to it. May he do so if he says it in the tune, the niggun of the reading of the Torah. Likewise, this applies every single day when that Tachanun is recited and one is davening without a minyan or is not up to the minyan. May he say the Yud Gimel Midas in the niggun of the Torah. So in general, it is prohibited to recite the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmin without a minyan. It is considered a davar shebekdusha, as written in the Mechaber, chapter 565, halacha 5. The potency, the effect, the greatness of the Yud Gimel Midas, which Hashem taught us to be used in a time of need to invoke divine mercy, only contains its power and its worth when it is said together with a quorum of 10 Jews with the minyan. If a minyan is not there, one is invoking divine mercy in vain. And therefore, it may not be said. May it, however, be said in the Torah reading tune. So the Mechaber continues and rules in that same source that the prohibition is only when one reads the verse for the sake of invoking divine mercy, as that is not allowed when their minyan is not present. However, if he reads it simply like reading a pasuk in the Torah, no one ever says you can't read the pasuk in the Torah of Hashem Hashem unless there's a minyan. So if one reads it in the same way that it is read in the Torah in the Taimim, according to the Mechaber, it is permitted for it to be recited, and so is ruled by many, many poskim, the Torah, the Magen Avram. It's based on a tshuva of the Rashba and the Trumas Hadeshin, and so rules the Seyde Hayim, the Machzik Broch of the Chidah, also in Kesher Gudal, the Ruach Haim, the Matei Ephraim, and many other poskim. Furthermore, we find poskim that say that technically you don't even have to read it in the Torah tune, in the tune that's read in Kriyas HaTorah, so long as one is not intending to do it for the sake of prayer, but just for the sake of reading the pasuk. So writes the Avim Chaim Noah in Yagdol Torah, and so rules the Igros Moshe in Yeredeya Chelik Gimel Tshuva Yud. Nonetheless, despite this clear ruling, the Beis Yosef records in his commentary on the Torah that the custom of the world is not to do so, is not to say the Yud Gimel Midas, even when intending to just read a pasuk in the Torah during Slichas and Tachanun. The Taz in 5655 records and explains that perhaps the reason is, as what kind of trick is this? Why is the person in middle of Slichas and Tachanun suddenly desiring to read the Yud Gimel Midas as a pasuk in the Torah? In truth, he's really doing it to invoke divine mercy, as a supplication which is forbidden, as is no other reason why suddenly now he's deciding to say the verse. So this logic basically argues on the pretense of the heter. And so is recorded in many poskim that the custom is not to do so. So is written in the name of the Arizal and Maram Zakusa, the Ramaz, Zechor L'Avraham, the Minchas Elazar writes in Darki Chaim V'Shalin that the minig is not to say it. And so concludes the Kaf HaChaim in 131.23 that by Slichas one may not say it, while by Tachanun one may say it with the Niggun. What is the Chabad custom in this regard? The recorded Chabad custom is not to say it even in the Torah reading tune. So if you're davening without the minyan, you're not up to the minyan's ahead of you, you just simply skip the Yud Gimel Midas. So it was recorded in Oitzim and Hagi Chabad and in other sources that are Malakit Menhagi Chabad, based on a reply of the Rebbe to this exact question. So to summarize, if someone is without a minyan or is behind the minyan and gets up to Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, whether in Tachanun and whether in Slichas, he is no longer allowed to say the Yud Gimel Midas. Although from the letter of the law it's permitted to say it when you're not intending to do it as a supplication, but simply as reading a pasuk in the Torah, especially when you read it in the Torah reading tune, nonetheless, the practice is not to do so, and therefore we simply skip the pasuk.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.